WTBQ. Hello and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM, as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you're doing wonderful today. I hope your life is great. I always hope your life is great. Life should be great, but life always has its ups and downs. These are things we learn from. These are stages we go through. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm very excited to have our guest with us today. We're running a little late, so I'm going to get right to him. Michael Gurian is just an absolutely wonderful author. He's a marriage and family counselor. He's head of the Gurian Institute. He's written many, many books, many of them I've interviewed here. I have known him and interviewed him, and certainly his partner, who is now not with us, Kathy Stevens, many times throughout the years, and his books are wonderful. The Wonder of Boys, The Wonder of Girls, Boys and Girls Learn Differently, Leadership in the Sexes, and he has certainly been on many places that you might have seen him, including CNN, Today Show, written up in the Wall Street Journal, Forbes Magazine, The Washington Post, USA Today. I could go on, and you probably know who Michael Gurian is. His work is wonderful, and his newest book really talks to us all, every single one of us that is growing older. And that's every single one of us, because from the day we are born to the day we die, that's one thing we all have in common. We get older each and every day, and it should be a wonderful adventure. And we're going to talk today about his new book, The Wonder of Aging, A New Approach to Embracing Life After 50. And I want to welcome Michael Gurian to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so great, Shannon. Thank you. Thanks for the introduction, and thanks for having me back. Well, we've had many moments.
We have had many moments, and you are one of my favorite guests and certainly one of my favorite authors. I talk about you often. I have read all your books, and I'm so sorry about Kathy Stevens. She was wonderful. I've interviewed her many times, too. And what your work that you do is just absolutely wonderful. Just so much of it is so important to life, but there's probably no more important book to life for all of us than this, The Wonder of Aging. Because I think that as we go through life, people don't like aging. They think it's a bad stage of life, but it's a long stage of life, and it's who we are. And my 17-year-old daughter looked at this book and said, oh, aging. I said, honey, I've watched you age since the day you were born, and it's been a wonder. And that's what we all do, isn't it? We age, so yeah. We need to embrace it. Why do you think, I mean, your book, and we're going to get to every part of your book that talks about the different stages and the good and the bad and the difference between men and women as we age, but why do you think that aging is such a taboo subject in our society?
Well, you know, especially in the U.S. And so you're raising a very good question. I think part of it is that the fear of death is so strong for us, and it's, you know, somewhat unconscious, but it's a thread through our lives. We don't have a progressive or healthy attitude toward death. In the U.S. especially. I mean, right. I've studied a number of cultures, as you know, and here we have some particular issues we can talk about around that. And then the other is that we have formed a cult of youth, partly in response, truthfully, to this fear of death, but also because it, you know, feels better to be younger, let's say. and that's what our media, quote-unquote, cares about. That's what our iconography and imagery is about, is more youth. And so I think those of us who are so I'm 55, so those of us who are late 40s and older, 50 and older, you know, we need to kind of claim this because we've got 30 or 40 years of this that many of us are going to live. So we do have to stage it and claim it. And what we'll be unconsciously doing as elders is helping the society to look at the cult of youth and look at the fear of death and sift through it and come up with a lifetime of an elder and really revitalize the elder.
So that, I think you're right. I think we're fearful of death, so youth is so perfect because it's so far away from death. As we get older, we get fearful. Oh my gosh, that will be me someday. Your mother, and you wrote this in the book, your mother said in the last stages of her life that there's a new wave of thought coming from the baby boomers, that we are going to change, because I'm a baby boomer, we are going to change and define aging. And I think she's absolutely right. This generation is very different than the generation before us, right?
Yeah, the boomers, this is important. I really think you're right. She was dying, you know, she was a gerontologist, and so she set up hospices, and then she worked with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross.
Who was wonderful.
Which is part of where I get the inspiration from my own childhood, you know, of developing stages for age. And so she, as a gerontologist, she could see this thing happening, and she really put it on the baby boomers. She really thought that it would be the baby boomers, because the baby boomers have basically revamped everything, you know, revamped social roles, revamped child development, revamped middle age, you know, just revamped adulthood, just really looked at everything. So now, you know, to a great extent, we're looking at aging. And I think she's right.
Yeah, no, I absolutely think she's right, which is wonderful, which is a wonderful thing to claim. I mean, this is a wonderful time of our lives, but we age differently, which is a fascinating chapter in your book, or chapters in your book. I mean, you talk about the stages of aging, the age of transformation, the age of distinction, the age of completion, these different stages we go through after 50. But you also talk about the differences between men and women in those stages, and that we don't exactly age the same, which really, for many of us who've been married for a long time, answers a lot of questions, that women's brains are different than men's brains. They shut off at different times. They have different understandings. There's good and bad about the difference of aging. What do you think that women and men need to know about the difference in aging that makes us, will help us age together more gracefully?
A number of things. At all levels, we are the same. We are all human, so that we want to always start with that. But at the same time, at all levels, psychological, relational, even spiritual, and certainly physical, biochemical, we have differences. And some of those differences harden as we age, and some soften. So the first sort of point the chapter makes is that you know, some differences, like the fact that men won't tend to get as many wrinkles, even though in 1 out of 5 cases you're going to see some men who wrinkle quite a bit. But in comparison to women, 4 out of 5 times you're going to see men with less wrinkles. And that's, you know, collagen in the skin. That's stuff that's built in physiologically. And then in terms of hormone changes, I mean, one big thing that people don't realize is that in this 50 to 65 age group, men are going through andropause just as significantly as women are going through menopause. And andropause can create quick bursts of what appear to be anger and harshness, you know, irritability, etc., among men. And often women take that personally. You know, wives take that personally, and often men don't even know they're going through it, and that can wreak havoc in relationships. So some things are very specific like that, and then of course we know that women can go through mood changes, but our culture is more aware, I think, of female mood changes than male. So I do spend some good time on that to help with that, and then some of the things that soften, though, are, for instance, that men become more emotional. As testosterone goes down, which it does, men may get more quick bursts of these anger, but they also, like with grandkids, you know, they have a sort of new way of doing things because they can soften internally. They'll tear up more, et cetera. And then for women will tend to become somewhat more independent.
Yes.
And that's something we all have to realize, because men need to also adapt to that in women, or they'll think women are going away from them. But they're not. They're just, their hormones are changing, and they're highlighting certain independence mechanisms that are very normal for this 50 to 65 age group and onward.
And onward, yeah. Now, that's a very interesting point. In fact, you point out in the book that women are the one that instigate divorces after 50 more than men. And I'm not sure what the statistics are before that, but the independence, and men become less independent, don't they, as they get older? In their own way.
Well, they become
more dependent.
To the first point, yeah, women are initiating around 63% of divorces after 50. They are also now, in the new millennium, they are also initiate the majority of divorces pre also. I mean, divorce has really moved very much that way. And so that's a fact. And we all have to look at that and figure out why that is. And some of it is that we are all living so long that, you know, that's some of it. There's other research that I have in the chapter on intimacy about the monogamy gene and the chromosomes around that, and trying to figure out what's going on there, because there do appear to be some genetic markers around that. And it's possible we're looking at a future in which people, you know, will not be mating for life with as much frequency. That said, a lot of people will. You know, I mean, a lot of, like, I've been married almost 30 years. I know a number of people who have, you know. So some people are going to mate for life, but some people are going to come into the age of transformation and say, this is too stressful. I'm not getting what I want out of this. The kids are grown. I want to find a new relationship. And the new normal is going to be both.
Right.
That's going to be the new normal. So we're going to have to navigate both. And so men and women will both be accommodating this. And as this happens, some men will become more independent. Some men will suddenly be alone, and they won't understand it, and it will knock them, you know, knock them off.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we gotta prepare everyone for this, I think. And so that's why I wrote that chapter on relationships, trying to be, you know, what I call realistic optimism. We want to, part of being an elder is having realistic optimism. Having optimism, very positive, but also let's be realistic.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting chapter for all of us that are men and women, which is, of course, all of us, because you have these scientific ideas and research that apply to our ordinary lives. So we can understand it in scientific terms that it's not just us personally. When he's changed and I've changed and things are different, we need to look at it. Once we look at it and understand it, maybe then we can embrace the aging in a different sort of way as opposed to a combative sort of way. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this wonderful new book, The Wonder of Aging, with Michael Gurian, and we'll be back in just a few on WTBQ.
Anyone can say, we pride ourselves with excellent customer service, or we have great prices, or better yet, we treat every customer special. Paul Congelosi Trailer Sales knows you've heard this before. So instead of throwing cliches at you, Paul Congelosi Trailer Sales would like to prove to you they provide quality products and a commitment to customer service. First, Paul Congelosi Trailer Sales started out with a small garage and today have grown to a modern 18,000 square foot facility with over 300 trailers on display. Secondly, they admit they're out in the middle of nowhere in Montgomery on Route 17K. So how can a small business out in the middle of nowhere turn itself into one of the largest trailer dealers in the Northeast? They did it by selling quality products. They did it by providing service that the competition couldn't come close to. And they did it by being small enough to care, but big enough to offer a large selection of trailers, including horse, stock, utility, enclosed cargo, auto, motorcycle, equipment, snowmobile, and dump trailers. Paul Congelosi Trailer Sales. Put them behind you today. Located on 17K in Montgomery. Call 1-888-310-2246.
Listen up, smart, budget-conscious, and dollar stretchers. Get ready for the ultimate savings experience. Clipper Magazine has a brand spanking new free app that can keep cash in your pocket every time you spend money. It's called Double Take Offers.
Wow, sounds great. What could be better than saving on stuff I already buy?
Well, because the coupons and offers are from local businesses, the mega savings are right in your own backyard.
Wow, that is better.
Yeah, and there's tons of coupons and offers from places to eat, shop, professional services, salons, stuff for your car, and on and on. Plus, you've always got the savings on your phone or tablet. You can carry the savings with you, and it's easy to use and fast. I mean, real fast.
Wow, if you're going to spend money anyway, why not save a ton? Now that's an idea I can appreciate.
Exactly, and it's super easy. Just download the new free Double Take Offers app to start saving 50, 60, 70% or more. Plus, you can share the savings with your friends and family.
Wow, I'm downloading the new Double Take Offers app right now. Dollar Stretchers Unite!
Play baseball or softball, regardless of the weather, at Elite All-Star Sports. Your hidden gem is a 12,000-square-foot climate-controlled indoor facility with 8 retractable cages. Elite brings out the best in every player. They have training programs to fit your personal needs with team and core training. Quality instruction at Elite will help you succeed at any level. Located on Route 17M between Goshen and Chester with plenty of parking, gift certificates, and birthday parties, too. Call 294-4222 or visit EliteAllStarSports.com. Raise your game to the next level at Elite All-Star Sports.
Hey, Sussex and Orange County golfers. Play at Great Gorge, the legendary Playboy course in McAfee, or Cascades Golf Course in Hamburg for as low as $29 and enjoy an ice-cold beer. Two spectacular courses in your own backyard, priced from just $29. Save big and enjoy a brew with the greatest deal in golf. Book your tee time at 973-827-5996. That's 973-827-5996.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Wadka, Middletown podiatrist turned Thursday morning radio guy. Join me on the roundtable for my show Health Matters, 9 a.m. I interview medical specialists all about your health and wellness. Remember, your well-being depends on being well-informed.
WTBQ. Hello and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and don't go anywhere because we're talking about your life and we're talking about aging, something we all do. And if you think you don't do it, well, of course, you know, you're absolutely wrong. And we're talking with Michael Gurian, who is co-founder of the Gurian Institute, has written many books. You have heard him here before on WTBQ. You've may have seen him on CNN or Good Morning America or The Today Show, or read him in everything, I think, The Washington Post, New York Times, and certainly you are a best-selling author, but a New York Times best-selling author of your many, many books. And the new book, The Wonder of Aging, A New Approach to Embracing Life After 50, is a wonderful breath of fresh air and a lot of information. It is not just, you know, being that you've been called the people's philosopher, certainly everything that you learn scientifically, you put down, as I said before, to our ordinary lives and how it affects all of us. And you talk about aging as a new spirit of aging, forming a new spirit of aging, and embracing our age and becoming an elder. That's a very elegant way to say we're getting older and elder. What does an elder mean in this book and to you?
It means a number of things. It means getting to the point in life where you know you are ready to pass it on, pass it back. You have a sense of identity and legacy that where you're now feeling an internal generative meaning creative pull. Now, not necessarily to create children, but now necessarily to pass on to younger people what has been your creative inspiration in life, you know, and your wisdom. And we all, as I understand the research, I studied blue zones from around the world where people are living a long time and mm-hmm. why, and a lot of different cultures to look at this, to try. Part of what's happening is that it is inside us to do this. It is inside us to pass things on, to have a legacy and an identity and pass it on, and to live with this, the vitality, not just of living our wonderful everyday lives and working every day and so on, but also to hit this time in life where we want to pass it on. And however, we can be stumped. We can just be stopped and not become elders. So I tell the story in the book of Trudy, who was 75 and who just wanted to be called an elder because she was 75, but she was really being mean to her kids, you know. And I worked with that family, and she just clearly didn't understand that an elder is, there's something deep about it. And just being 75 or 70 or 60 isn't an elder. An elder is this other. So as we pass that on, we really feel it, and we create communities, generally small communities around ourselves, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people, not 50 anymore, you know, this core group. We de-stress. Elders tend to get to a point where they realize that their cells are not regenerating as well, so they need to de-stress. Take out 2 or 3 things that are utterly stressful and killing them, and move the energy toward, you know, shifting it, and freedom. We did a survey of just about 5,000 people, and it almost always came back some essence of the word freedom, that elders are looking for a kind of freedom that gives them the freedom to pass on to the world the wisdom that they have. So this is kind of a deep thing, and of course there's no soundbite for it. It just has to be lived, and I think it's lived in these stages.
So as we get older, we're kind of, what I hear you're saying is we're taking the wisdom we have accumulated along the way, and we're building it up, and now we want to pass it on. We want to live our lives. I mean, we're not just old and sitting around, you know, telling stories around the, you know, porch sort of thing. I mean, we want to live our lives, but we want to live it with more purpose and more sharing of what we have learned. Is this the thing in other cultures that really is the one? There's certain cultures, I think, like China, and I could be wrong, but don't they, you know, admire and like their elders much more than we do? Is that part of those that have that culture? Is that what they do? Do they allow their elders to give and share with them what they have learned?
Yeah, well, interesting you should bring up China. My daughter's in the Peace Corps right now in China.
Wow.
My elder one, Gabrielle, and she's, we've had a lot of conversations about this because,
I bet.
You know, so for instance, in China, you know, there's layers of this.
Yeah.
At one layer, yes, they have it built in to respect people over 50. It is built in, and in fact, in some areas of China, when a man and a woman marry, the woman, the wife, then becomes responsible for caring for the man's parents, whether she wants to or not. It's part of gender roles and so on, but that's how much they want to make sure these elders are cared for. On the other hand, it doesn't necessarily mean everyone's liked. I mean, still, if these elders are treating younger people in ways that are not elder, you know, that are something else,
right?
No, they're not liked. So there's a culture around it But not necessarily the personal isn't necessarily pleasant. What I'm trying to inspire in this book and kind of lay out with the practical work is to help people to feel it, to feel mm-hmm. like they're elders, and then identify the people who need them as elders, because I think the culture really needs these elders.
Oh, absolutely, and to share what we have learned, and as you say, but we also need the respect. I mean, we can't just look at somebody as an elder and without respect. So we have to have a respect for ourselves and for our elders. And that includes grandparents, because you have a chapter on the amazing grandparent brain. Is that a different brain than a parent brain?
Well, yeah, you know, it is interesting. I mean, we have the mommy brain and the daddy brain.
Right.
And, you know, as with everything else, we've identified some brain changes that occur. And what I'm trying to identify here with people is the grandparent brain. There are certain things that do occur. They occur simultaneously to getting to the age of a grandparent, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of it's just that you've gotten to a certain age and your brain is changing anyway. And then there are also changes that occur as you care for grandchildren. And some of the changes, you know, around some connections you get between the temporal lobe and the frontal lobe and these beautiful parts of the brain, you know, that connect to the emotional parts. That stuff happens as you care for your grandparent, or your
grandchildren,
grandchildren. And also, I think something that's happening is very spiritual, and that's why I'm sort of into helping people look at that. However they define spirituality, spirituality here is this deep connectivity that has to do with something around immortality. You know, the sense that you're really passing something on that's going to live beyond you. Because just about everyone we've spoken with who got to the age of grandparent was aware of mortality and was aware that death is coming. And you know, not necessarily as a negative, but
right.
it is coming.
Spirituality,
so
we only have a few minutes left. I hate to interrupt you, but spirituality is a common thread throughout this book. So, you know, you have a clear respect for it. And when we get to the point of dying, which is many chapters and obviously the last chapter in your book, that you talk about dying and you talk about doing it your way. And these are things that we look forward, I mean, not look forward to, but certainly by the time we're 50, we have to look at this in a big encompassing way. And you talk about that in the chapter. Is there help in this chapter for those that are afraid of dying? Is there a comfort that says this is the completion sort of thing and we need to embrace it?
Yeah, and that's the word. I completion. Folks who are facing death or have helped their spouse die or people around them, what I'm asking them to concentrate on there is the sense of completion. They're going to feel the grief and loss.
Right. That's,
absolutely. There's no sugarcoating it, right? I mean, that's how we're built, to feel that grief and loss. And we're meant to feel completion and understand completion. So that's what that chapter is about, and it builds up. Every chapter has meditations in them and helps people to do this so that as we're building up, we are developing more spiritual life. And the research does show the more spiritual life you have, by the time you get to where your spouse dies and or you die, that it is
easier.
Better. I mean,
yeah.
it's easier for the family, and you can choose better you want to die.
I love that. I circled that. You can choose how you want to die. And I agree with that. That spiritual connection there to be able to do that. But it takes work, and it takes getting this book. Michael Gurian, this is a brilliant book. I love this book. I'm going to buy a truckload for everyone I know. The Wonder of Aging, A New Approach to Embracing Life After 50. And this is for everybody approaching 50 or over 50. It is a terrific book. You can get it, obviously, Amazon.com. You can go to Michael Gurian's website, which is everything is on Shannon's Corner through WTBQ. Michael Gurian, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a wonder to have you, and it's a wonderful book.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Again, it's The Wonder of Aging, everybody. Go to Shannon's Corner. Get it. Go to his website. Go to Amazon. Absolutely get it for everyone you know and yourself if you're approaching or over 50. A wonderful book, The Wonder of Aging with Michael Gurian. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And until next time, don't forget to make good choices.